four, in regards to Department of Office, BPM, Board may discuss the action on finding continuing education submitted in compliance with board order. Time of main agenda.
Yep.
This one does not have working on it, does it?
First one, I can find her, it's a 72, lost that question.
Oh, no, it's in this blurry three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standards, minimum 1 hour for hearings and veteran education, so that's three actual.
These are the courses that you have approved to participate.
So I'll make a motion that we accept the 3 hours of continuing education in communication for case 2003.
Second.
And second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes.
So we have blind to everything else or no? Or is it just that?
We're not gonna return her license to act because she doesn't have a case that she's not obligated for.
Okay, well.
Can we do one more? Keep going down the list. Number five, regards to Angela Ryan, CBT, board review, discuss, take action to add Ms. Ryan's failure to timely report as required by ARS 3208. And ARS 3222.49A2F as it relates to ARS 3222.13.10. Conviction of a crime involving moral turpitude or conviction of a felony to the matter that has been remanded to full hearing. Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, I'd like to turn to counsel for advice and explanation.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the prosecutor in this case, so I really can't provide any legal advice, perhaps.
Okay, sorry, Victoria, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Solomon, members of the board. So this is a housekeeping matter. Just circling back, for us to complete the notice of hearing, we wanted to include all the things that the board had discussed as possible violations, and these items were not included in the motion to move it to formal hearing.
So this needs to be an additional motion?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that as conclusion of law, that we add a failure to timely report as required by ARS 3208 and ARS 3222.49A2F as it relates to ARS 2032.22.32.10, conviction of a crime involving moral turpitude or conviction of a felony, and that matter, this matter has been remanded to formal hearing for next month.
Second.
Yeah, we have a second. Roll call on this one? Two roll. No?
No, he didn't. No.
I'm getting all ready.
You got me a hyper train for this. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Keep it on the list. Go down to section five, number two, board review discuss. Take action on veterinary license application. Zachary Cochran and Ms. Krieger, you are the lead. I believe that's on your main agenda.
Yes, that's correct. This individual had a minor dysfunction from 13 years ago in his youth, and particularly see an issue. And so with that, unless anybody disagrees, I make a motion to approve his application.
Second.
A motion of four and a second to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Motion passes. Board review, discuss, take action on appointing delegates to the American Association of Veterinary State Boards annual meeting and may approve agency funding for one additional board member to attend.
Mr. Chairman, if I can jump in on this. Historically, the board appoints the board chairman to be the main funded delegate. And then we look down to seniority wise of who else should attend. We're fortunate that we have several, these two board members who are already on AAVSB committee, so their conference fees will be paid already. That's Dr. Wright and Dr. James. As far as next in line for seniority to go, someone who hasn't gone yet is Ms. Frost, who I understand may be able to go this year. Is that right, Ms. Frost?
Yes.
All right. So you may want to consider Ms. Frost to be the alternate delegate or not. Another piece of this puzzle is that I have always been on a committee as well, but my committee was disbanded recently. So the board may want to approve funds for my conference fees as well.
I make a motion to approve funds for the executive director to attend this meeting.
And the alternate.
And the designated.
Oh, all right, so we do it to the alternate, we have to determine.
I think we have, Ms. Frost as an alternate delegate, provided she can make the meeting.
All right, so you're being punished by making you go. Are you gonna be able to go? Do you want that?
They have me after it.
Yeah. We pretty much assigned you to go.
Yeah, I should be able to go. I'm not in restrictions anymore because I changed my incentive.
Well, I make a motion to approve Ms. Frost as our alternate delegate and to approve for funds for Ms. Whitmore to attend.
Second.
A motion for a second to approve those funds. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Pretty much. There are two members on the phone?
Yes.
And that's us, the Jessica and Robin?
Yes, I think you're Frost.
Oh, you're Robin?
I'm Robin.
Well, Nikki Frost and Jessica.
Okay, so we got a recording switch over. We're doing that now.